Hello?
Hey, trying to speak with Mr. Josh Rowe.
What's this?
Okay, Mr. Rowe, how you doing? This is Rick with Huff and Mazer. We had a quick chat yesterday, and you asked me to give you a call
Oh, yeah,
at
yeah,
one.
about the app.
Yeah, definitely. So, how you doing?
Yep. Oh, not too bad. Over yourself.
Well, not too bad as well. Thank you for asking. I realize I'm calling you about 40 minutes late, but I had to, you know, get done with another client before I could call you
Oh,
up.
you're fine.
But
It's actually perfect. Actually,
thank
perfect
you.
timing
Actually,
for me, so we're good.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so I've been looking forward to, you know, to this conversation because I think you filled out an inquiry with us somewhere towards the start of this month, and we've not had a chance to get in touch. So. Now that we're here, tell me about it. You know, how can we help you? How can we be a good fit?
So,
and is this about Visa Bad Buds?
We're looking to build a POS system that runs off from an iPad. Obviously, you know, database. Give me a second. Let me put in my AirPods real quick.
For sure. Okay.
All right. So we're looking to. We're looking to build a POS system. It's based around pizzerias. We want to be able to use the iPads to do it and do, you know, things like online ordering, GPS tracking. We want to be able to use our credit card payment, like Authorize.net, Stripe, PNC, you know, those, the companies that actually process credit cards. It's nothing that's going to be, you know, like, and it's not going to be on the app store as in, hey, buy this off from the app store. But we use Mozel for management of an iPad now. And that's one of the things that we want to be able to do is to be able to load our application without it being on the, without it being on iTunes or on the app store rather, or it can be on the app store. I really don't care. But the biggest thing is that we have, you know, certain features that we want designed into the POS system, and we just need somebody that is, you know, capable of designing it. And my biggest thing with you guys is to understand is that, you know, your process, if, you know, somebody like me comes to you and says, hey, I want to build an app, I have this idea for an app, I don't have any, you know, I have it in my head, but I need to get it out on paper. So walk me through your guys' process of how you handle that.
Well, yeah, that's a perfect question to start with. So let me give you some guidelines on how we work, and that's just going to boil down to whether we are a good fit for you and if that's what you're looking for or not. A, we strictly work for hire, right? So whatever we do for you is going to be on a one-time payment. Belongs 100% to you, not just the source code in the application, but everything that goes into it, right? And, you know, then you, once the first contract is done and the development has been completed, that's where you could optionally retain us to maintain the application for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. But design-wise, so you guys do like a mock-up in like Figma, or do you guys – how do you guys take a design and then say, okay, here's the design, now let's code it?
Yeah, exactly what I was coming to. So let me step back a bit and start from the first step of the process, right? So what we're having right now, or what we are starting right now, is the pre-onboarding discovery, whereby the purpose and the objective is to, you know, figure out enough details for me to have a good understanding of what you're looking for and making sure that we have the right resources to accomplish this before we can commit to it. And then more importantly, I can give you a fixed price and I can give you a fixed timeline before the start of the project, right? Now, when that's in place and that's in stone, which actually, you know, the outcome of which is going to be a scope of work document that we're going to be submitting to you. We're going to go back and forth on it, and in case you need any kind of changes to it. And once that's finalized and we have the contract signed and we have you on board, That's where we begin a post-onboarding discovery, whereby we assign you a team. There's going to be a project manager. There's going to be a business analyst. Myself, I happen to be, the head of product strategy here, so I'll be involved as well. And then, you know, the designers and the developers, the DevOps, the SQA, everyone comes together as a team on your project. Now, this post-onboarding discovery is where the ideas are bounced off, they're exchanged, and this is where, you know, you decide a roadmap for all the technical details about the project, the limitations, the bottlenecks, the framework that's going to go in there. Even that's not decided upfront. We don't do that. We don't limit it to one, you know, framework and then lock you in. All that happens in the first 2 weeks after we onboard you, around about 2 weeks. And then from there, the first step into the UI and the UX phase, that is the design phase, is whereby we start the mood board for you, whereby we give you about two or three different options to look at in terms of what we think the look and feel, the overall color branding, typography, icon set, and everything should look like. And unless you don't like any of those, if you choose to go with one of them, or say you choose to go with a combination of them, that's when we start doing the wireframing, and then we start doing the UI and the UX design, which means that, you know, based off of the mood board that you approve, we design all of the rest of the screens of the application. Of course, this is going to be in phases as well. So let's say your app involves about 50 different screens. We start with 15 first, and then we submit it to you. Meantime, you review it, you give your feedback, you sit with me, you sit with your project manager. We come together on regular meetings. One thing that I would like to put this out right off the bat is that, unlike some other companies, it's going to be more of a collaboration process with us. So it's not like I take an order today from you and I get back to you 4 months later and I tell you that the app is up and running and that you could review it and let me know if you have any minor changes. This 4 months or 5 months or whatever timeline we look at by the end of this process is going to be, you know, it's going to be a collaboration whereby we'd expect to have you at least once a week to review the work, to sit with our team over a Zoom meeting, over a phone call if that's okay, and then discuss ideas, bounce off ideas, look at the illustration board that we submit, the drawings, the wireframes, the mood board, the UI and the UX, and that's exactly where the ideas flow. So whatever you have in mind, we will help you spill that out, first with a questionnaire as soon as you sign up, and then with every call and every, you know, submission we do to you, you'll get an idea on what we are thinking about it, or are we on the same page or not, and then you can give us your feedback and, you know, we can talk it out, right? Now, when that's done and the design has been finalized, that's when we move into development. Design, yes, we mostly use Figma. We do use Adobe XD as well. If you have your design set up on Figma, if that's the case, we are perfectly comfortable with it. In fact, you know, just right before I called you, I was working on Figma, trying to get some wireframes to a client urgently. So anyway, so yeah, that's what the design phase looks like, and then we get into the development. With development, we assign you an Android development team, an iOS development team, and depending upon the framework, we expedite through the development process, and that's going to be in two phases, in fact, three phases. The first one is called Alpha, whereby we design the front end of the application. Just the designs that you approve and lock, those are going to be transformed into functional front end. That is going to be fully navigational and fully functional. And then comes the beta 1 and beta 2 phases, whereby we design, in fact, we develop the back end, the nucleus, the mind of the application. So it can validate, it can prompt, it can, you know, verify, it can do all of that, you know, heavy legwork that you're getting the app done for in the first place. Now, when that's done, and feel free to cut me off, right? I'm just, giving you...
No, you're fine. You're good.
Okay, thank you. So once the development is done, you've seen the builds, you've sat with the team, you've given your feedback, and that's implemented. Oh, and by the way, you get unlimited revisions. So there's no cap on that, although the price remains fixed. So once that's done and the development has been approved by you and we're good to go and the app looks, you know, good to be finalized, that's when we move into, the DevOps and the testing phase, whereby, simultaneously one team is going to, the DevOps team is going to, you know, start preparing the hosting server. They're going to start preparing the database migration. They're going to give you a GitHub repository as well, so you can keep the code that belongs to you, the source code, the designs, and everything. And then, in the meantime, we begin the SQA process. So with SQA, we have one of the finest testing protocols in place in the industry. We do the IAT, we do the UAT, we do the regressive testing, we do the load testing to make sure, you know, when the app goes live, it can take a million users on board without crashing. It has no bugs to it. It can, adapt to different circumstances, unknown circumstances of how users interact with the application. And then once all of that is done and we are finally so sure that the application is good to go out into the public, that's when if you tell me that you want to deploy on the app stores, we use your Google developer account and Apple developer account to deploy the application for you so that the app shows under your name as your proprietary at the end of the day in terms of intellectual property, right? If you tell me you want it as an offline application without the app stores, we give you the link or we set it up on your domain link, and that's what you use to hand out to your potential customers or potential users of the application that are that would be downloading the application. Now, when the deployment is done, that's when we, you know, that's where begins our 3 months, a 90-day maintenance retainer from the first day of deployment, whereby we maintain the application for you, and if there's any bugs, crashes, any kind of fixes needed, we do that free of cost without any other financial commitment involved. However, after the 3 months are done, the 90 days are done, that's when you can decide if you would like to optionally retain us to maintain the application for you or not. And that comes at a flat, one tier that is uncapped, and that is going to be 1.5% per month of the total initial cost of the contract. So if the application, let's say, throw a number out there, it says $50,000. 1.5% of that is going to look like, I think, about $750 a month is going to be your cost as long as you contract to it on a yearly basis.
Okay. All right. So are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still
there. Okay. So if I drop you, just give me a call right back because I'm moving away from my Wi-Fi, and sometimes for some reason when I leave, my Wi-Fi drops and then tries to go over to cellular and it doesn't work out correctly. So if I drop the call, just give me a call right back.
All right, okay.
Yep.
Am I breaking in as well?
So the overall timeline to have an app developed, is it based on the fact of the app itself of what you look for at timelines?
Absolutely, yes. So with custom development and whereby we build everything from scratch, it's going to be depending upon, it all boils down to what kind of features and what kind of legwork in return are we looking at to build those features. So you're right, timeline totally depends upon, what kind of features you need within the application.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second, okay?
Of course. Yep.
All right. So I guess walk me through on what the next steps would be. If I said, hey, let's go ahead and start moving forward, walk me through those steps. What does that look like?
Okay, so for now, I think I'd have to understand exactly what you're looking for in terms of the features. Now, if you have a list of it, that could give me a head start. That'd be great. If not, then that's exactly why we're having this call today, so whereby we can brainstorm together all of the features you may need within your POS system. And just to let you know, we've done POS systems before. In fact, have you heard about OCMP, the off-campus meal plan company?
Yeah, what is it called?
The OCMP. If you
I have
search up
not.
postvmp.com, if you're at a computer right now by any chance, you'd be able to pull them up. So they've been in business for since about, I think, somewhere about 2000s is where they've been in business from, 2005 or something. And currently we're building a student meal plan application for them. Unfortunately, since it's under the NDA, I wouldn't be able to show you much on what the progress looks like and the screens look like. But you know, whatever is out of the NDA, I can tell you that. So they supply meal plans on a subscription, on a one-time basis, and they are pretty much a food company in broader sense, just like yourself. And so we're building more like a POS for their student meal plans as well. And that's in the works right now. So we do have a bit of a background. In fact, I can use the information off that, my education off that, to kind of start this discussion with you, whereby, you know, what kind of features are we looking at? Or do you have a list for me to look at?
I don't have a list, you know, typed out. It's more of in my head. I know it needs to be put on paper so that way, you know, everything's covered. And a couple, or I used to own two pizzerias, and one of my partners, he currently owns about 21 locations. So this is something that, you know, between him and I, we have the experience level that he gives us all the information we need to be able to, or that we're going to need to be able to make the app and get the features that we want. But I guess in a nutshell, what we're trying to do is that when for instance, if I call and I order a pizza, I want my experience, like my ordering experience. So if I were to go online and order it, I want that experience to be the exact same as inside the store. So meaning that what I click on is exactly what somebody in the store would click on and vice versa. Now, obviously, there's going to be admin sections to, you know, in-store, you know, application. So, you know, in there, they might be able to customize something, whatever it might be. But the essential part is that the experience level from somebody that works there versus somebody that's just ordering online is the exact same process. But we also want to tie in our phone system because we have our own, you know, class 4 and class 5 switch. We want to tie in our phone system into it, and we want to tie in AI into it so that way we have, you know, you can actually call in and place an order using AI and not actually have to speak to somebody. And there's companies out there that, you know, have the AI for this model already done and developed and in production. So that's something else that we want to tie into, but it's more of the features that we're looking for are aimed specifically at the pizzeria industry and not generalized, because a lot of the POS systems right now that are used in pizzerias are generalized to the fact that they could be used in a pizzeria or a bar or, you know, any type of restaurant, whatever it might be. They're not specifically designed for the pizzeria industry. So that's our goal, is to design it specifically for the pizzeria industry with the features that are specific to that industry that haven't been developed yet.
Right.
So,
and, yeah.
You know, between, and we also want to be able to, you know, obviously send text messages out with the POS system. Like when somebody's going and taking a delivery, we want to show live time tracking. So this is where your pizza's at. You know, send them a text message when they're X amount of minutes away or, you know, X amount of distance away. There's a lot of features that really honestly need to be put down on paper, so that way there's a clear understanding of it. There's a lot of visual effects that we want to build into the POS system as well, so that way it's more intuitive for the user to be able to see it and visualize it rather than just reading text all the time.
Exactly, and that happens.
And
you know,
we also.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You know, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to add here that, you know, the visualization and the animations and illustrations that you may be wanting, those in our process are covered in the UI and the UX phase post-discovery. So that's covered. And when you say that you know, the app has to be a POS specifically for a pizzeria, like you said, That information, of course, comes from you on how this is different from, let's say, a bar or, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, again, that would either be put down on paper and then we discuss it, or could you give me some brief idea on what you exactly mean when you say that, it has to be for a pizzeria and not a regular restaurant?
Yeah, and that's fine. I'm able to do that, but we do have to have an NDA in place before I can go really into depth on what I mean by, the specifics for a pizzeria versus, a normal restaurant, because some of the features that we're wanting into this, they haven't been developed yet. They have been thought about, but nobody's actually implemented them into a POS system, because it's just a lot of POS systems are not specific to industry. They're generalized. So
okay.
we would obviously have to have an NDA in place before I can, do a deep dive into what we're looking for.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And in fact, I should have sent you the NDA by now, but I realize I've not. So there's two things that I'll send you right after the call. So it's going to be a mutual NDA. Unless you have one that you'd like to supply, we do supply an NDA that you could sign. And I'll send you our company profile as well, just to give you a better introduction about what we do and how we work and, some companies in our portfolio and whatnot, right? So that's going to be in your inbox an hour from now. And then you suggest that once we have that signed, that's when we go into the more details about the app and the specific POS features, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, and that, and then once we go, I'm assuming that NDA gets signed, go into the specifics of, features, what we're looking for, and then I'm assuming then you guys give us a price of this is what it's going to cost to do it.
Exactly, yes. So as soon as we have discovered the scope of the application in terms of the features, that's when I'll be able to give you at least a safe ballpark, an educated ballpark that you could work with. And once you decide to work with us, that's when we send you the final contract with the final pricing, depending upon, of course, when you sign up with us. So that depends on what the price comes out to be. Apart from that, so pricing is going to be, here as soon as we are able to discover the features of the project, along with the timeline as well, of course. About the POS features, by the way,
How does your pricing break down? I'm assuming that it's not paid all up front, all at one time. I'm assuming it's staged.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. So we do it on a milestone basis. So usually it looks like 40% upfront. That covers you, for the post-onboarding discovery and the complete design of the UI and the UX of the application. And then the second installment is due before we enter the alpha, the front-end development stage of the application. That is about 30%, and the balance 30% is going to be paid out before we enter the final stage of the development process. So it's going to be 40, 30, and 30.
Okay, I'm assuming those funds are held in just some type of escrow?
Well, not really an escrow. It's going to be transferred directly to us, so there's no escrow in place. And I think that's pretty much standard with most companies. A lot of them charge you upfront. We do it in installments, but that gives you the peace of mind that you look at a certain milestone delivery first before you pay for the next one.
So we've worked with like Toptal, and we've worked with other developers on other apps that we've made, and we've always done either it's been paid via credit card or via the funds were deposited into an escrow. Where are you guys located?
Well, so we have three offices in the USA. Myself, I'm sitting in California. We have an office in New York, and then we have an office in Chicago as well, in Illinois, north of Chicago. That's Morton Grove. So that's the third office we have here. And then we have an office in Dubai as well in the Middle East, but that's for international clients.
Okay. So are you saying there's no option for escrow or to be paid via credit card? Because the problem is that, and I'm not saying this about you guys by any means of imagination, but there's a lot of kind of worry about companies and, where they work, how they work. And I know that one, the project is not going to be a small amount of money to do it. So
Right.
that's where we kind of get into the worry of, if we're, let's just say, just let's say off the top of my head, I mean, I know this isn't a realistic number. Let's just say the app is 50 grand and we pay 40% of that. Let's say 20,000, 25,000 for a simple math reason. And we do a wire transfer for 25 grand. And what happens if, things don't work out? What happens if, the project fails or you guys aren't able to do it? Something of that nature comes along. Then we have no recourse of action other than going down a legal route, which
Right.
in and itself is a pain in the rear end.
Right. So, with an a significant financial investment like this, Josh, usually, with all of the clients that we work with, they do their due diligence upfront, whereby, we share with you the portfolio. We share with you, if you need any kind of references to speak to, we could do that as well. If you'd like to meet someone in person, if you could come down to one of our offices. I'm not too sure where you're located, by the way. What state are you in?
We're in Michigan. We're
Okay.
in Michigan.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have a local office in Michigan, but if you'd like to come down to one of our offices, that's an option. But what I'm trying to say is that usually with something like this, you as a client do your due diligence upfront, and and you trust. You fully 100% trust that the company that you're working with, they're actually able to deliver what you're looking for. Now, things could still go wrong when you get on board with us. And I can tell you this upfront, and I can tell you this with 100% surety. If there's one thing that you'd probably admire about us and the team behind me, is that we're pretty much flexible in terms of any kind of scope changes, in terms of how many revisions you need. In terms of how many calls a week do you need an update, how many updates do you need in a week, and how you would like to work, and if you have any kind of changes, if you have any kind of revisions, we always take care of that. We don't move to the next step unless the first step or the previous step has been taken care of in terms of your satisfaction and in terms of your your in terms of what you would like to have done with the application. And that's exactly why I said we do collaboration. We don't take an order today and we get back to you 4 months later. So you'll have a team assigned to you. We haven't had any major problems until now with almost all the clients that we work with. There could be a minor hiccup. I mean, the design may not be, may not come out as you envisioned. We sit together, we resolve it, we get back to you. If it still doesn't work out, we sit together on a Zoom meeting, the designer even joins in, the developer joins in. They're obliged to make sure that, they understand, your vision with this application, and then we go forward. So I don't think there's anything that's not mendable, but of course, as far as, choosing the right company is concerned, I think that's where your due diligence, we appreciate it, and if you need any kind of help with that, we'd be more than happy to furnish any kind of, referrals or whatever you'd like to, first have your research done about us to vet us and to make sure we are the best company you can work with, and then we can go from there. As far as the escrow is concerned, I don't think we've never had one in place. We've never had a problem as well without it. If you would like to have an escrow in place from your end, I can talk to my company. I'm not too sure if that works with us or not, but I can get back to you on it.
Yeah, I definitely want to find that out. So, because that's a kind of a major, it's important for that. So, if you can definitely find that out and let me know, and then I will get with Matt and get a list together or get started on the list so we can get that put together. And if you want to shoot me over the NDA, and I can get started on that as well.
For sure. Yep. So about the escrow, do you think you can put one in place? I mean, if we say that we could, we're okay with it, and but we don't have one in place, like I mentioned, could you put an escrow in
Yeah,
place
I
from
mean,
your end?
yeah, that's not a problem at all.
Okay. Well, let me have that figured with my internal team, and I'll get back to you about the NDA and the company profile. Like I said, you can expect that in the email about an hour from now, as soon as I get to it. And I think we'll take it from there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, great.
All
So,
right, thank you so
anything
much.
else? Not a problem, Josh. Anything else before I let you go for the day?
Nope, that's it.
All right, then I'll let you go. You have a good one. Okay? Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.